You know, I always ask in these interviews, because students will listen to this, and general fans too, what advice you have to these students, but you were just born with this God-given talent that there isn't much advice you can give to these people if they weren't born with it in the first place. You must have had lots of youngsters who gather around and idolize you and so forth, and either they have it or they don't.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really have any advice. I don't know.
For you, playing a fiddle is like me drinking water.
Well, it was easy for me. I've often wished that I had studied and did all that, you know. But
why? what would it have brought you?
Well, I don't know. Of course, every time you learn something and think you get maybe a little bit better at it, it just makes you more hungry. You want more, you know.
You never get as good as you want to be.
No, you never get satisfied. No. No, there's always something you can do better. Even the worst fiddle player in the world, if you watch him for a little bit, you can learn something from him.
The man upstairs has been good to you, and you'd shared with me earlier, your voice is raspy, and that's due to your bout with cancer.
Yeah.
What was that fight? In your throat, or was it?
Well, I think the old surgeon that worked on me said he probably hit a nerve. Of course, when they go in there to cut something out, you have nerves and muscles running all through your back and everything. He said it could have been that he got a nerve that went to my vocal cord. I came up with a paralyzed vocal cord, and I couldn't make any sound because my vocal cords wouldn't go together. So this guy talked me into having that paralyzed vocal cord filled with silicone. That to make it stiff, and the other vocal cord would go over and touch it. And that's where I get my sound from. Of course, it used to be a little better than what it is now, but anyway, it killed me trying to sing or anything.
So you had been singing right up until that time?
Yeah, up until I was 72.
And now we're sitting on the stage of Canes, but outside on the sidewalk, Canes has their Walk of Fame, and your name is there. I believe the only sideman to be so honored, as a matter of fact, and that's got to give you good feeling.
Makes me feel real humble and real honored. Sure does.
I'm getting choked up here. Because I'm sitting in front of somebody who is truly great. You're looking out at the floor out here, and in your mind's eye, you can see down through the years all these crowds that came to listen to you and your music. There's got to be a good feeling that comes from that.
It is, John. It really is. A lot of memories, a lot of good memories. In fact, most all of them were good memories. I enjoyed it, really.
Talk about holy places of music. Here we are on this stage, Canes and KVOO, your music, along with the Wills Brothers. We're sitting right in the middle of it all.
Yeah, that's right. That's quite an experience for me anymore.
And John, I want to thank you for joining us on this. This was very, very helpful. All the work you do through books, you have become a historian and so forth. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you, John. It's an honor to be here.
Thank you, Curly.
Thank you, John, for having me. And also thanks to John Woolley over here, too.
Thanks, Curly.
You know, I might just say that these sounds we're hearing right now of traffic weren't heard back in the 40s. Because right now, outside, not far from Kane's Ballroom, we have Interstate 244. We have interdispersal loops that are all winging around here that we could never have thought about back in the 40s.
No, this interstate is going across what used to be our parking lot out here for Kane's.
Yeah, Mr. Mayo had to sell that to the city, didn't he?
Yeah.
68, right, maybe somewhere in there? Yeah, 68.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't ask about your personal life. Did you marry?
Well, I've been married 5 times.
All right.
My wife right now, her name is Edie. She's in an Alzheimer's home.
Okay.
We had a lot of family for Curly's tribute concert that we did, and including your daughter who just got her
PhD.
Psychologist.
Oh, yeah. How many children did you have?
I had 6.
Were you able to pass this music gene on to them?
Well, my youngest son, Steve, he sings and plays in church. Of course, he's a minister, too.
Oh.
He's the head of the Baptist Student Union at TU.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a great boy.
He is. He's a good man.
Yeah. Well, thank you both again so very much.
Thank you.
This was
fun.
Thank
you.